We're checking in with Kit Burke, director of the Quincy Animal Shelter, to find out how the shelter's coping during the pandemic. And Kit, nice to see you, even if it has to be virtually again.
Nice to see you too. Appreciate you having us as always.
Oh, it's our pleasure. Anything we can do to help get the word out about the shelter. Last time we had chatted, I know that it had to stop doing adoptions for obvious reasons. What's the current situation?
Well, we had to make a lot of changes back in March. We went from 2 volunteer shifts a day to 1. We weren't doing adoptions. And over the last probably 60 days, we've been able to slowly ease up on some of that. The city has okayed us to reopen, but it's by appointment only. So we're not at the point yet where the door is just going to be open and people can come in. But my adoption team has actually done a great job. We've had a lot of animals, well, it's been cats mostly, get adopted out. They've got a system where you view our animals on our website. Reach out if you're interested, and then they walk you through the process, and we've been able to, you know, place quite a few. The dogs that we had, I think we had about 5 of them in foster homes, they pretty much were all adopted by their fosters. So
they call fostering, as they say, right?
It's called foster failure, yes, but it's a win for the animals, so yeah. We're happy about that. Yeah. We just this week started back with a very skeleton type crew, but in the evenings, because we didn't want dogs back in the building until there were 2 shifts, you know, to make sure they can get out and whatnot. So slowly, you know, we're moving forward, but still everything is by appointment. And best thing to do if you're interested is to check out our website. QuincyAnimalShelter.org and see if there's anyone that might be a match for you.
Yep. Do you have specified hours for making appointments?
Not at this time. We are trying to mirror as much normalcy with what we have done in the past, yeah. But because there are people that are still not working and whatnot, that if it's off hours and our adoption team can, you know, coordinate with it, then that's fine with us. We're targeting in terms of moving towards normalcy, Saturdays from 10 to 4, but again, it's by appointment. And I know that's frustrating for some folks, but it beats the alternative of not being able to find homes for our animals.
So. Sure. Yeah. Have you been able to do any, intakes, if you will, folks turning over animals to you?
Well, yes. Okay. We have relaxed that a little bit. I mean, always since this started in an emergency, we would make something happen.
Right.
But we've been able to relax that a little bit. Surrenders were always by appointment for us, so that's not really so much of a change. Just, you know, ensuring that folks know they need to have a mask and we have things available here if they forget. So we have been taking in some animals. So.
Okay. I know last time we talked to you were worried about folks who may be, you know, forced to give up their animals because of economic reasons due to the pandemic. Have you seen that happen?
No more than usual.
Okay.
I mean, that is something that has always been a cause.
Yeah.
I think it's still a little early. I would expect that if, as a result of the pandemic, that happens, it'll be a little closer towards fall.
Okay.
But for the sake of the folks and their pets, I hope it doesn't come to that. I hope that they, you know, find a way to keep them. But
yep.
We do have a great, I'll share a quick little story with
you. Absolutely.
This was probably 2 months ago. We received a call from a Quincy resident, a woman that had been taking care of a stray cat maybe for a month or two. cat would show up. She was feeding it on her porch. And she was concerned it was a pregnant female. So she reached out to us. Anyway, we were able to get the cat in here. Once we had the cat vetted, we discovered that not only was this cat not a pregnant female, but in fact a neutered male.
Oh.
And the cat, it turned out, had a microchip, and we were able to reunite the owner and the cat. The cat had been missing since last August.
Wow.
Yep. Like 10 months.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's always terrific. And it was, you know, this whole story about moving and the cat was someplace else and got out. But the point was, the woman just called me this morning, which is what makes me think of it, to tell me that he's reacclimated and everything's going great and whatnot. So.
Well, that's a great story. Was it local? Was the cat local?
Quincy.
Oh,
yep,
okay.
It was Quincy. And let's hear it for microchips. People register them. Because we can't get too far if you haven't registered.
Yeah.
But I love a story like that.
That is a great story. Was he far from home or was it around the corner? Or?
Well, he was far from home. He was not far from where he was lost.
Oh, okay.
I think it was like folks were moving, so he was staying someplace else for a weekend and yep. got out that place. So,
okay.
So his Quincy Point went missing and really lived up Wollaston way.
So. Oh, all right. So the other side of the city, pretty much. Yeah. Well, that's a good story. Wonderful.
So he's gone home.
Feels good when something like that happens, I'm sure.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. You know, anytime, and it's so good for the volunteers. You know, they invest so much into the animals emotionally and financially. They do all kinds of things to help. And that kind of a story is just heartwarming.
Absolutely.
It's great for everybody.
So I know because of the pandemic, the shelter has not been able to hold, you know, the traditional fundraisers that they do throughout the year. How are you coping financially?
Well, I mean, it's definitely a stressor to not be able to be assured of event income.
Yeah.
Having said that, though, there have been some really generous people, and a lot of our supporters, if they normally gave one amount monthly, then some of that has been bumped up to help us out, which we really appreciate.
Yeah.
We still have, going through the end of the year, our 20 for 20. Event. It's through Facebook. People can donate $20 for our 20th anniversary. They're welcome also to include an animal, a picture of a pet. Hopefully it will become part of a mosaic in our new building. So
yes, yeah.
But, you know, people have been sending us items off of our wish list. We have a wish list on Amazon. We have a wish list on our website, our webpage. And, you know, people, they just really are terrific. You know, they just do, no one person has to do it all, you know. I just love that, you know, people haven't forgotten us, even though they haven't seen us as much. So.
Yeah, that's great to hear because, you know, we hear so much, rightfully so, we hear so much about the first responders, you know, and the medical workers on the front lines. But we don't hear a lot about, you know, the people behind the scenes, the volunteers that are taking care of the animals, you know, and the work that still needs to happen.
Well, you're right. And I mean, the volunteers, I can't say enough about them.
Yeah.
You know, we were very limited in the number of people that we allowed back in initially. They were certainly committed, but other folks were more than willing to come in and have offered to do things that they might not normally do, like transport an animal from here to a veterinarian.
Okay.
Stuff like that yeah. needs to be done. All needs to be done. So they've been terrific.
Yeah. What are some of those key items on the wish list, Kit, just to let folks know about?
Well, we absolutely always can use paper towels. And I know that things are just starting to get back into stock in a lot of the stores, but I mean, what we've tried to say to people is if you can spare one roll, you know, we don't expect that someone's going to bring us the whole case necessarily. You know, it's still not as readily available. And so that's always paper towels and bleach. Any kind of cat food. Mm-hmm. Dog food, we don't really need. The city takes care of that and whatnot. And, but cats, because in addition to our own residents, we use donations for the feral cats.
Gotcha.
There's a lot of great folks in the city of Quincy that are way below the radar that every day feed these animals. And so we try to help out by giving them the food so they don't have to buy it.
Okay, good to know. And do they drop it off outside the door, or how would they hand?
They
how
can.
Would they, okay.
Yep, they can drop it out outside the door. Also, if you're looking at the front of our building, on the far left, there's actually an enclosed area that just so it doesn't get rained on.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, if we're here, be happy to take it, you know, from people. But right now, we're not taking as much in the way of bedding. It's a little labor intense because of the pandemic. We have to then, you know, rewash everything, even though folks have already done that. So,
sure. Yeah.
But we will probably need that down the road.
Okay. All right. You'd mentioned the new building. I know. And speaking with the mayor, he told me that the new dog park is just about complete. Have you seen it?
I haven't seen it. I've seen the road. Quite a winding road. They did a really nice job of not making it be too steep.
Mm-hmm.
And it was always the plan. I know some people I've seen in different social formats online have questioned, you know, why was the dog park built first, not the shelter? It was actually... it's not part of the same project. It's two separate projects in the city. I know they got some funding for the dog park. That's really something to benefit the community.
Mm-hmm.
And I think in the scheme of things, it was a lot easier to build a dog park than a brand new shelter. Uh-huh. So, you know, in terms of time and monies and all that. But they keep saying they're going to take this building for the new public safety complex, so we need a place to go.
Yeah, right, exactly. The mayor's well aware of that. He's, you know, mentioned it to me, and he seems pretty proud about the dog park itself, the first one in the city up off Quarry Street. So I'm curious to see it myself.
Yeah, I should take a hop up there. It would just, unfortunately, opening a dog park coinciding with the pandemic was not the best fit, you know, when they were trying to have people social distance and not gather in groups.
Right.
But, you know, maybe instead of doing a big grand opening, maybe people will just slowly start to find out. I don't know.
It's kind of a soft opening, I think. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it.
Yeah. I notice you're wearing a Quincy Animal Shelter t-shirt there with your new logo on it, and those are for sale, right?
Yes, I am, and it's about what I wear every day to work. But yes, we still have our t-shirts and hoodies. They're $15 for the t-shirts. This one is our anniversary shirt, so on the back it says celebrating 20 years. Sales have been really slow because we're not open.
Right.
And certainly if people were, you know, interested, they could even inquire by email or, by phone and see if, you know, if we can make something happen for them.
Okay. Good. And do you guys participate in the Amazon Smile program kit?
Yes, we do.
Okay.
Yes. In fact, you know, that's one of the best ways that people can donate because they're shopping already.
That's right.
And it's once you set it up with Amazon, if you're familiar with it, you know it's really easy to get set up. And then after that, it's just all automatic. You don't have to do anything else. And the program itself, I mean, they've given millions to organizations across the country. But I think it's every quarter, you know, we get a little check, nice little check, and it's found money.
Yes, you know? So right.
We're happy, you know, to have a program like that.
Yep, it's great. And it doesn't cost, you know, anybody anything if you're shopping anyway. It's something that Amazon is doing for nonprofits, so it's great.
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
Yeah. All right. Anything else you'd like to remind folks about right now?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I appreciate so much, though, with you keeping in touch with us and seeing what's going on.
Oh, it's our pleasure. We hope to do it in person again at some point, you know, but in the meantime, we'll keep this up, certainly. And don't hesitate. Reach out here at QATV if we can help get the word out for you.
Appreciate it so much.
All right.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Good to see you.
You too. Be well, kid.
Bye-bye.